You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello and welcome to another episode of I Hate Dating, where we take the world of dating and try to make it suck just a little bit less. In the studio, I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Paul. Paul, how are you today, sir?
Doing well.
And on the phone, not feeling 100%, is Stacey. Stacey, how are you?
I'm doing better. I wish I could be there with you guys, but I have the flu, so I'm trying not to infect my lovely co-host
We totally appreciate it. Hope you get better soon. All right, so let's jump into our first story. I'm afraid to be seen as creepy. I broke up with my girlfriend of three and a half years ago, a few months ago, and moved back home. My friend owns a bar and asked me to join his pool team at the bar. It's a co-ed league, and the women that play are also workers at the bar. After a few nights of the league, I realized one of the girls was flirting with me, but at the time, I was too recently single and didn't really think she was interested. Fast forward a couple months, and me and this girl have had sex a few times.
Yeah.
She stayed over multiple times, and we just hung out. I think she's beautiful, and we have fun together. But my concern is people will think I'm creepy dating her. Uh-uh. I don't feel this way when we are at the bar together because the age range of everyone there varies, and we are all friends or coworkers. But outside of the bar, I feel like people are just judging me or think I'm taking advantage of her in some way. I look younger than my age, so younger women have always been interested in me, more than women around my age. Keep in mind, I have dated women close to my age. I've actually voiced my concerns about all this with her, but she blows it off and says, I think too much. I don't know if she's right or just being naive. Not really sure if I'm just venting or need advice, but I'll take whatever's out there. Side note, my last three girlfriends were all 21 when we started dating, 3, 5, and 8 years apart. I think it's just a coincidence, or hope at least. Like I said, I've dated girls close to my age, but they never turned into girlfriends. And also, I've never been too concerned with marriage and kids. So, what should I do? Paul, we'll start with you since you're closest to me.
All right. So, I'm still stuck on I dated women. They were 21, 3, 5, and 8 years apart. What kind of mathematical equation is that towards figuring out how old this dude is? So is he saying that in between those girls, there were 3-year space, 5-year space, and then 8-year space? Is that what
right. Saying? So one girl was 21, he was 24. One girl was 21, he was 26. One girl was 21, he was 29. And now he's 32 and the girl's still 21.
Did he say he's 32?
Yeah, he's like 32.
Oh, okay, excellent. All right. Yeah. So we know how old he is. Right. Yeah.
So like every year, basically, he gets a little older.
He goes back to 21.
Yes. The girlfriend. He gets a little older, but the girlfriends don't.
Benjamin Button in reverse. All right, so, all right, cool. So, the problem here, she's legal.
Yeah.
And so he's wondering, does he seem creepy
right.
if he's out, Mr. 30 plus, with this 21 year old?
Yeah.
And my answer is two things. Are you able to talk to her and do you have fun with her? I mean, because that's ultimately what it is. If you're just in this for a physical relationship, well, then it doesn't matter. But obviously, you're worried about opinions because you're thinking about something more than just a physical relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then becomes, are you able to have fun with her? Can you talk to this 21-year-old female? Can she hold your attention in a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer to that is yes, then who cares what everybody else thinks? Nobody care about them cougars at the restaurant looking at y'all, mean mugging. I got some young loving. Don't be mad. Don't chew slow, looking right. at me, side-eyeing, angry.
Or okay. So he shouldn't worry about it. So basically, he's walking around with a 21-year-old on his arm. Don't.
Look, he said he looks good for his age, so we got him some young loving.
Well, of course he's going to say that.
Well, I mean, obviously, if he got her. And she's not concerned about it.
So if she's not concerned,
he shouldn't be concerned.
Okay.
She's legal. So the right. state of Michigan isn't concerned.
Fair enough.
So do your thing.
All right. So, Stacey, what's your thoughts on this one?
Okay, so... Like Paul, I'm like, if you enjoy hanging out with her and everything is going well, I don't understand why you're feeling so insecure about this. But I guess my question is, why are you feeling insecure about this? Like, what's going on that you're feeling kind of, your words, creepy? Why mm-hmm. are you feeling like, are people judging me? Are people looking at me like I'm a creep? because why does it really matter? So my question for him would be, are you open to dating people closer to your age, or do you have some type of fetish with younger women? Now, there's a difference here. Now, when I say fetish, let me be very careful with my words.
Okay, please do. Please do.
I'm not careful what you're accusing him of. Right? You got a knock on the door?
Yes.
I just moved into the
21 and older. You are talking about 21 and older, but right. My question is, why do you feel like you have to, you know, date people that are in their early 20s? You know, is it to make yourself feel like you're more youthful, to make yourself feel like, oh, I can still pull them? Like, what is it?
Well,
because
wait.
I'm trying to figure out,
Stacey,
why are you feeling insecure, and why are you even caring about what other people think when you're out with these women?
Wait a minute.
I think Herb about to slay you.
Not at all.
He's
willing. He's grinding. No, I don't think it's from his business standpoint. I just think I know how he feels on this. I go ahead, handle your business.
No. I'm just again always asking the question first. So, like, why is it a matter of he needs to think about why he needs to date women closer to his age? Like, if he's found a girl that he likes at 21 at the bar, dude, do your thing. Like, right. Why is
no,
there this presupposed?
I don't have an issue with him doing this thing if he was fine and comfortable with doing this thing, but he's talking about he's feeling like a creep. So I'm like, well, why are you feeling like a creep? Mm-hmm. Unless you feel that there may be something inappropriate with this.
Unless she's too old. I mean, she's
that's
too
my question.
Maybe she's coming up on that 22nd birthday, and that's just creepy.
That's just creepy.
Remember, Children of the Corn, when they turned 18, they had to march out and go see he walks behind the rose.
Exactly. So maybe that's, but I guess my bigger point though, Stace, like, do you see anything wrong with the fact that he's, or do you think that the, I guess your premise, I want to make sure I say it right, the fact that he's asking the question makes it weird.
Yes. And I agree with that.
Yes, that's what makes it weird for me. Because I'm like, why do you care unless you're feeling some type of way? For me personally, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. Like Paul said, she's of legal age. So she's 21 years old. You say you look good for your age. You have fun with her. You enjoy her company. Who cares about what people think? So I'm with, you know, Paul 100% on that. But for me, I'm like, well, why are you feeling insecure about this? Are you feeling like there's a reason why I have an attachment to these younger women? So my challenge for him would be go out with someone that's closer to your age and let's see what happens.
And you know what? He says that he's mm-hmm. been out with other, and like, he's like, I've dated women close to my,
yeah.
I feel like he's the white guy that keeps referencing his one black friend. Like, that one time I went out with the one chick that was older than 21. Nah, dude, you love 21 specifically. You don't mess with nothing
right.
above or below. And you know that. And that's the reason why you're like, you started out. I don't want to be creepy. I know exactly how many times and exactly how far I was from the number 21.
Yes.
Yeah, he had the roulette table. It's black. This 21 all day. And he gonna hit sometimes. But my point is, he feels like he might have an issue with it. He hasn't quite gotten to the point where he's ready to admit it to himself yet.
Okay.
But because of that, he's like, you know, I don't want to be creepy, but you all know, right. I like what I like. And eventually that's what it is, and that's all that it is, and it's legal, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So let me ask you
that. If you can get some young loving,
yeah.
You're on Tinder getting Tinderonis,
hey,
then that's fine.
Swipe right, my brother. But here's a but all right, so let me ask a higher level question then. Is it a matter of the fact that he's asking, does that any reflection on how he actually feels about her? Because my thing is, if you were really into this girl like that and you really cared about her, at a certain point, you would just blow past that. You'd be like, look, I love this girl. I don't care what we look like in the streets. We're together. Because you see couples out there that are just completely mismatched, but they're just as happy and love as they can be.
I feel like he's not that guy.
Okay.
Like dude, I don't know you, but yeah. I just know what you wrote. And so by what you wrote, I'm not concerned with marriage. I'm not concerned with kids.
Right.
I only mess with 21-year-old girls. Like, I mean, he ain't concerned with that. He's concerned with having a good time. That's what he sounds like.
Right.
He sounds like he's a lot of fun.
Yep.
He said, she works at a bar. He said, we're all coworkers. So he mm-hmm. works at a bar. He's 30 plus. He works at the bar in some mm-hmm. capacity, because since they're all coworkers. So he's about having a good time.
What other coworker? His friend asked him to come at
the
bar.
He said, when they're hanging out,
they're on a pool team.
So he might not work at the bar.
No, he doesn't work at the bar.
Okay, got you. Never mind. But even still, he sounds like a good time. He sounds
yeah.
like he enjoys a good time.
Right.
And that's really what his primary focus is. He
right.
hasn't gotten to the point where he's worried about all that extra shit. So
okay,
he just wants
enough.
To have a good time. And if that's the case, then who's best for a good time, the 21-year-old?
Wow.
But I also feel like he's getting older, I feel like because he's getting older, he's feeling more insecure about it now. Like, oh, do I look creepy now because I'm over 30 dating 21-year-old? That's what I think it is.
Probably so.
Pretty much.
But he can pull it off physically.
Yeah. I think, see for me, I feel like she's just an object. I feel like she's just a 21-year-old. Like she, I feel like there's
probably
If you were to scratch the surface here, there's probably not much more that he can probably name off about her that he likes.
Right.
He's gonna hit 21. She's got a nice butt.
Yeah.
That
21-year-old butt.
Yeah, that's 21.
It ain't drooped nowhere.
Nowhere. Like a fine scotch. But that is all he's gonna have for her. I don't see like if this is the biggest conversation topic you have about this person.
Yeah.
This person isn't really a person in your life. They're just an object. They're just something to do for right now.
Yeah, and it's a very mature position that you've taken when you're saying, I like this person. It doesn't matter what other people think. Because most people, whether they're dating 21-year-olds or not, most people for some reason put a value on what someone thinks, even though they're only in their life at the time that they're in the same place at the same time.
Absolutely.
So this person's going to be in your life for a few moments. Why do you care what they're thinking about what you got going on? So that's a very mature way of looking at things. He's not there yet. He's worried about people. Maybe they can tell I'm in my mid-30s with this baby,
enough.
With somebody's baby.
Well, she's not young enough to be his daughter, so I think it's okay.
I mean, there's some fast-class 13-year-olds out there now.
No, he has to be okay. So sure. All right. So anyway, so let's wrap this one up. Like, so Paul, what's your final word for this young man?
My final word is
I use the word young loosely. Yeah, yeah.
my final thought is you got yourself a tenderoni, and obviously you can still do that. Congratulations to you at your young 30s. You can still grab one that's 21. So, you know, you're out. You're about having fun. If that's what you want, go and have fun. Make sure that everybody knows that's all you want. Make sure she knows you don't want no families and marriage. You know, some of them 21-year-olds might be interested in that type of shit. So have a good time and make sure everything stays on the up and up.
Excellent. All right, Stacey, what's your final word on this one?
My final word is, dude, obviously you like what you like. And so if you like dating 21-year-olds and you're having a good time dating her, who cares what anyone else thinks? You feel like you still got it together. You still feel like you could pass for, you know, 20 whatever. So even though I question if you really do feel that way because you wouldn't have wrote in. But if you feel like, you know, hey, I can still pull them. I'm just going to do my thing. I'm not ready for marriage and all that. Go out, have a good time, and stop overthinking it. No one cares.
Excellent. All right. Now, Stacey,
my final thought.
I know I asked for your final thought, but I just received an additional question in my head that I'm dying to get the woman's perspective on. What would be your advice to her if you found out that he was thinking this way? And so if you know his side of it, and now she comes to you saying, look, this is how he's feeling, what would your advice be to her? She's dating a 31-year-old. He's kind of worried about it's creepy. She's like, he's always bringing it up like, I don't know. Is it weird? Is it this and that? I'm always dating 21-year-olds. What would your advice be to her?
My advice for her would be, if you're dealing with someone that is really insecure about this and is constantly bringing it up, then let him go and do your thing because you're 21 years old and you don't have time to be dealing with an insecure man. That would be my advice for her.
Ooh.
But if you really like this guy and you feel like you can help him to overcome these insecurities, you know, and keep encouraging him that, you know, no one cares and that it's all in his head, and you feel like you have the time for all of that, which I don't think you should at 21, then keep dating him.
Fair enough.
That's my advice. That's all what I would tell her.
Hot sauce in her bag. All right, thanks. So, all right, so here's our next story. Hey, guys. the title of this one is, I love my girl, but I keep cheating on her.
Damn it.
Yeah, well. Hey guys, I'm a 27-year-old guy who has been in a mostly happy and loving relationship for the last 3 years. I say mostly because there's one problem that always threatens to ruin everything. I've had multiple incidents where I deceived my girlfriend by flirting and secretly communicating with other women. And I've had two incidents where I actually kissed other women. Mwah. I'm ashamed of it, but it's been a pattern in all my relationships. Both times my girlfriend found out, and it created incredible upheaval for us. She's always devastated and immediately wants us to break up and wants nothing to do with me, which I understand. I've been lucky in that I've convinced her to stay, telling her how badly I want to change. And I do. And what I would do to make this work, I think it's also helped that the physical stuff has not gone very far. But she says it's the lying and deceit that hurt her more. I decided to start therapy after the last incident. I've been at it for a couple months, and though there's been some progress, I don't feel like I really have the tools to be 100% confident it would never happen again.
I don't think it will, but I thought that after the first time, I'm not even sure I know why it happens. My therapist thinks it's tied to my childhood, and she's probably right. I have a pretty difficult relationship with both my parents, but especially my father, who for my entire life has had a romantic relationship with another woman besides my mom. Though my parents remain married, my dad spends much of his time with this other woman, even going on vacations with her. We rarely talk about it in the family, though everyone knows. The only time it comes up is when my mom is trying to get me to break into my dad's phone so she can read his text, or is telling me it's all because he needs sex, quote unquote, or is crying about how deeply unhappy she is and that I need to move away from my girlfriend to be by her because she's lonely. I worry that seeing and experiencing all this as a kid has somehow screwed me up for life. I worry that I'm repeating his mistakes. I'm worried I'm permanently broken. I've been working on telling my girlfriend absolutely everything and being completely honest with her. I know all this probably makes me sound like a huge jerk, but I promise you, I love my girlfriend more than anything. I can't imagine finding someone better for me. I want to marry her someday. What else can I do? What is wrong with me? Will I be this way forever? Stacey, I'm going to throw this one over to you because I can feel the heat coming through the phone.
Oh, wow. Well, first, let me, I'm going to acknowledge that, you know, you have actually tried to seek help for this in terms of therapy. And I think that's great that you are doing this, because that tells me that you really want to make an effort to change this behavior.
Very commendable.
However, come.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, I hate to say it, but I really feel like your parents did contribute to this. Now, granted, let me say this, I'm not excusing this behavior because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you make your own decisions regardless of, you know, environmental circumstances. You still make the choices that you make in life. But I'm not sure if you really know what love is.
Ooh.
Because growing up, you saw your parents that were supposed to be in love, yet you saw your father constantly stepping out on your mom with another woman and your mom tolerating this behavior. So do you really know what like love in a committed relationship is? Because even though your mom has clearly made it obvious that she's not okay with this, mm-hmm. because she has you breaking into phones and, you know, she's having these conversations with you about, you know, her being lonely and all these other things, but she's tolerated it, which has said it's acceptable. So you think when you go out and you kiss another girl, even though you haven't been intimate, but you're kissing another girl, you're doing these inappropriate things, it's okay because my girlfriend's still going to stay.
Right.
Because that's what you saw. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my advice for you is to let this girl go. Your
what?
Girlfriend. Let her go. That's my advice. And I'm going to tell you why.
I'm going to tell you why you
need to let her go.
Right.
Because if you let this girl go, and you are miserable, and you don't know what you're going to do with yourself, then you know you love this girl, and you're going to do whatever you can to fight for her love and to keep her. But as long as you stay with this woman, and she keeps saying, oh my gosh, you keep cheating on me, but I'm still here. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you hurt me like this, but I'm still going to be here. What are you learning? Are you really learning if how you really feel about this woman, that you really love this woman? Because she's still there every time you step out. So my advice is to let this woman go. And if you let this woman go and you are absolutely miserable, you don't know what you're about to do with yourself, if she comes back and you're like, I'm going to do whatever I can to stay with this woman and to not mess this up because I don't ever want to feel this type of pain again, then you know you love her. But if you don't feel that way, then you don't love her. Then you have not met the woman that will make you want to be faithful. So
okay,
you don't know what love is, sir.
Wow.
I'm shaking like I'm about to pee in my pants.
I know. Very powerful.
Come on, Paul.
Very powerful response. I mean, I have rebuttal, but go ahead, Paul.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
Let me take this one. Now, Stacey, I know you're sick with flu.
Need to back up off the diamond tap just a little bit.
It sounds like she done put a brown paper bag around that nightclub. So you're telling me that in order to define love, it's by the fact that you are in a state of missing because the norm separated? Like, that has nothing to do with love. Dude, let me tell you something. You know, Stacey spoke her piece, and I appreciate that. That was great. You know, it was well spoken.
Well spoken.
Dude, I mean, and I'm not about to knock psychiatrists and psychologists. You know, she says she wants to tie it back to the, you know, the home and the and how you grew up. Yeah, that might be playing a role. You were not properly taught how to love a woman. However, a baby isn't taught how to breathe when they come out the womb either. So there's some things that are innate and instinctual that will come to you when you are in the proper situation. So let me just give you one word that will describe you in a nutshell. And you'll probably agree. Dude, you're selfish as shit. Just own that. All cheaters out there, own the fact that you're selfish. You do you quote unquote love her. However, your own short-term desires are not enough to keep you from doing something that you know will make her unhappy. That's putting your own short-term desires above how you feel about this person that you quote unquote love. You don't love her. You don't. You like her. You really like her. I'll give you, you really, really like her. But you're not in love. Don't say that. Why do so many people throw the L word around like that? That's not fair.
I think he is in love.
No, he's not. He's in 27-year-old love. Yeah, he's in the same love that my son's in love with the little girl in his first grade class.
It could last.
It could last.
Here's the thing.
All the way up to the second grade.
There was a song back in the 50s that said, "I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad." Dude, you found her. Like, yes. She lets you cheat and you come back.
Yes.
Stick with that. You're not going to get any better than that, bro.
That's, I mean, good, you found that plays into your childhood.
There you go. You found somebody who actually puts up with your, you know, ridiculous BS. You may want to ride this one out, because with that line of thinking that you got going, that's not going to play out with anybody else. That's really not a good thing.
Dude, you're going to, now, eventually, the day is going to come when he does meet somebody who is going to instinctively change. He's going to care more about hurting that person's feelings than he's going to care about doing something random and stupid. And at that point, then maybe he will have found the L word that he is throwing around so loosely right now. Perhaps.
Do you think he's going to do that, or think he's going to repeat the pattern that he's seen, and this new person he's found is going to be the new side chick?
I don't think he's going to repeat the pattern.
I think he'll repeat the pattern. He's going to marry this girl, and he's going to find he's going to find another girl, and then go on vacation with that girl.
No, see, because he's over there in therapy, thinking that he has no restraint. Dude, you have restraint. Because if a girl's letting you kiss her, I'm sure she would have let you do some extra shit.
Sure.
So you're over there stopping from doing anything too serious. So it's not like you are without restraint. You just don't care about her enough to not do shit that satisfies you in the moment. In the moment, you like to flirt. You like, and he's young. You're not ready to settle down, obviously. So go out. What James Earl Jones? So your royal oats. So them motherfuckers. Have a good time.
Yeah.
But you know, let her know. Like, just let her know. Just be, call a spade a spade.
And
be upfront. Like, look, I'm going to eventually, from time to time, do some shit you ain't going to like. I probably won't have sex with somebody, but I'm going to flirt.
There you go.
Don't go through my phone. You'll see some shit you ain't gonna like. Can we still kick it with each other?
Now that's some true Mac game right there. Now I'm a full believer in that. If you're gonna be this guy, you be this guy every day, right, all day.
And get out of therapy. That is such a waste of a copay.
If this is what you want to do, be honest with her so she knows to protect herself, so you don't bring something crazy home.
Yes.
And then, you know what? I think if you might actually reach another, because she's obviously okay with it because she stayed through multiple incidences of it. Maybe what you have here is a perfect polygamy situation where she'll be okay with you dating other women, give her the opportunity.
Not.
You don't know if she's not. We can't speak on that woman's behalf.
She wanted to break up over a kiss that she found out about. I'm still confused how you find out about something.
Because
he tells her.
Look, this is what I believe. I believe he likes the excitement. He likes that lifestyle. Yeah, he likes being caught up. He likes that energy. And I think bring her into the fold and let her play along in this fetish with you. You two can go out. You can go hunt together if you want to do that.
Yeah.
If this is the energy and the system that you two have worked out for each other, go for it. But the one thing you don't need to do is lie about it. Because if this is who you are, this is what you want.
Yeah.
Don't lie about it. Be upfront and say, look, this is who I am. Yeah, be like, this is who I am. This is who I am. You know what? Let's go out. We can go to the clubs. We can find somebody. Maybe we want to do threesomes. Maybe we want to do just add another multiple partners. If she wants to add other partners too, then you got to have that conversation. But don't just automatically assume that, you know, like Paul said, you're being super selfish because you enjoy the hunt by yourself, doing what you want to do, and keeping her in her corner. Mm-hmm. Let her know that this is what you want to be and this is who you are, and just go for it.
And just because you miss her, if you were to let her go and you miss her, that don't mean you love her. That means you was used to her.
Mm.
Don't get what you're used to confused with being in love, because that is not the case at all. That is not a barometer for love. Your barometer for love is, do I put what's going to make her happy above what I feel like doing in the moment? You ain't in love, dude. Let that go.
I think yeah, he could be in love.
Right, he's absolutely not.
I think he could be in love. I just think he needs to change the nature of the relationship. But we'll go round table and do the final thoughts. Stacey, what are your final thoughts on this one?
My final thoughts.
I can feel your eyes rolling.
You can feel what?
I can feel your eyes rolling back.
These guys eyes rolling.
My final thoughts are, as I previously stated, you need to go ahead and let this girl go, and you need to do your own thing, and you need to just date. And like I said before, if you feel like you are absolutely miserable without her, then maybe you know, like, okay, this is someone that I really love, and I don't want to mess this up again. I don't want to jeopardize this. Because I do think that he wants to be in a committed relationship, because he said that. He said, I'm in relationships, but I find myself flirting, and occasionally, you know, it turns into more. It turns into kissing. Do I think he's selfish? Yeah. But at the same time, like, he grew up seeing that type of selfish behavior. In his eyes, he's like, okay, I know this is wrong, but at the same time, this is what I've seen my parents do my whole life. So this is normal for me. Exactly. But this girl is like, this isn't normal for me. So that's why I'm saying he needs to go ahead, break up with her, do his thing. And if he's miserable without her, then he needs to go ahead and he needs to be back with her, and he needs to commit and be in that relationship. Now, if he finds that he cannot commit and he's still out here doing this stuff, then you don't really love her. And that's not, as Paul would say, your first choice.
Ooh.
Until you find a woman that makes you not want to do anything else, because you're going to be a man, right? Men are going to look at other women and find other women attractive, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're a human being, but you don't have to kiss them. You don't have to touch them.
You so I got are to,
with
therapist.
Someone and you don't have a desire to kiss or touch, then that's when you know that's your first choice. That's the woman that you really love and want to be with. Mm-hmm. So those are my final thoughts.
So, Stace, you give him no points for not having actually gone and been being intimate with these women, just stopping it short with just the kiss and hugs. He gets no points for that.
But it's going to turn into that. Let's keep it real. It's going to turn into that eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
All right. I can see that. Okay. Very cool. Paul, what are your final thoughts on this one?
Final thoughts are, you know, he's doing his thing, and he's doing his thing without any consideration for her. Mm-hmm. I just am not prepared to put all this on childhood. I'm sorry, I'm not. I grew up without a father. By that rationale means that I should be a shitty dad, and I'm not. So I'm not about to say that, you know, the way you were raised, the way you saw your dad treat your mom is the excuse. It's not. The truth of the matter is you're with somebody, and pretty chick wants to kiss you, you're going to kiss her. Because you don't respect the girl that you're with enough to not do that. Or you don't love her enough to not do that. So if you don't, let's say, Irv, you're saying it doesn't mean he's not in love. So let's say he is in love. What does it say about love that I just can't control myself and I still want to kiss whoever I want? And says, I'm still going to fill up whoever I want. I just won't have sex with them because I'm in love.
It says that love comes in many forms and it's very fluid. Everybody may not subscribe to the same love and the same way of exercising that love as you may see it in the more traditional puritanical sense.
So you're in Irvin's love.
No, don't put me in that.
Hey, you're the author of that book. Wrote it right now. So yeah, you're in Irv love. So when you get into a general population, that gen pop love, you're not gonna, like Stacey said, you're not gonna want to do those things. So no. You know what? But there's nothing wrong with you either. There's nothing wrong with you. You want to play the field, you want to have your fun, so have it. Yeah. Like, you know, there's no law that says that you can't. Just be honest with her and don't lead anybody on and tell her how it's about to be.
Yeah. But look, dude. All right, so that's the final words. My final word on this is, like, listen, there are people out there who enjoy polyamorous relationships, and there's nothing wrong with those. If you find, as long as everyone is consenting adults and they're all okay with it, explore that. Don't cut yourself off because you're just going to repeat this pattern if you get rid of her and find somebody else. Because if this is what you think the operating system that you were given when you were a kid says you're supposed to do, you just keep doing it. If this is what you really like doing, be honest with yourself and find somebody who's okay with you doing that. That was my thoughts. Let's go to the last story of the evening. I have been friends with this guy for a while now. In the summer, we would hang out as a group on his boat and enjoy time in our circle of friends. Ooh, around September, we began to spend time as friends, just the two of us, hanging out all the time, texting daily. We grew very close, spending most of our free time together. He would on occasion send me pics of him in the gym. We even shared a few platonic sleepovers.
Wait,
it even got to the point in our friendship where he said, I'm not looking for a relationship, but you're making that hard.
After 3 months of friendship, only we had one of our nights at his house. Oh, wait. After 3 months, one of our friends, only we had one of our nights at his house. This worded weird. Nothing new there. One of our friends' nights at his house. We had many drinks and went to bed. Only this time, in the morning, we had sex for the first time.
Yeah.
It ended almost as soon as it began. Oh. I went to the bathroom to clean up. Prior to any of this happening, it was understood that I had to go in the morning. Yet, even after I came back in the bathroom, we still had sex for a second time.
Yeah.
This time was only a few moments longer.
What?
After the second round, I collected myself and left. This was the morning before New Year's Eve. I didn't hear from him that entire day after. We used to be in constant contact throughout the day. I messaged him to see what he was doing, and he didn't respond. New Year's Eve, he finally reached out. By this time, I was a bit upset, so I wasn't quick to respond. Shortly after the ball dropped, we shared a Happy New Year's text. Now I barely hear from him. Mm. When I do, it's, what you doing? He asked to get together once, and when I asked if we were going out or staying in, he never responded back.
Oh, yeah.
So many questions, but ultimately, I would really like to know, what happened? Is it me? What happened to my friend? Paul, we're going to start with you. Oh, no, Paul, you know, we'll start with Stacey on this one, because I'm kind of really interested in getting the females, the woman side of this thing. And before we get started, I just want to say one thing on behalf of all men. There is no such thing as premature ejaculation. It always happens exactly when it's supposed to happen. Oh. Damn it, just because your train got here sooner than you.
It may not come when you want it, but it'll be there right on time.
Right now. Hey,
long time.
Because he's just speaking foolishness over there.
Stacey, we'll throw it over to you.
That's a hard one
to
follow.
After we got through that. Okay. You know, I'm going to sound like a bad person when I say this.
Bring it.
So I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize in advance, okay? But all right. I'm just going to keep it real, because that's what we do on I Hate Dating.
Yes, we do.
The sex was whack, and he ain't really trying to hit it like that no more.
Oh, wait. Whoa, what? I didn't. All right, Stacey, you completely went left on that. The sex was whack from her perspective or his perspective?
It was whack,
period. I think from his perspective, I think he thought, like, mutually it was whack. Because they did it the first time. It didn't last very long for whatever reason, whether he wasn't really engaged for whatever reason, and he, you know, had an early ejaculation. Or, you know, he may have had something else going on, but something happened where it just didn't last. And he was like, that just didn't work well for either one of you.
I mean,
then he had sex again, and he still was kind of whack. And so I think for him, it's like, all right, I got it. Because he obviously wanted to get it anyway, right? So he got it. So he kind of lost interest right there. I'm going to be honest with you. Kind of lost interest right there because he got it, right?
Okay.
And then it was whack.
Whack to him.
So now he's like,
yeah, that's what
you're saying, that it was whack to him.
You said he said he thought
it was whack.
Obviously, she thought it was whack too.
I mean,
the mutual whackness there.
She didn't think it was too whack. She's trying to holler at him.
Yeah, she asking questions.
She's asking about her friend. Holler at him because she's feeling some type of way because he's not giving her the same attention that she was getting before.
Okay.
You have sex with a guy. You have sex with a guy. Prior to having sex with this guy was giving you all of his attention. He was all in, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you have sex, and all of a sudden, you get a, hey, what you doing, text every now and then, instead of these phone calls and hanging out and all these things you were doing before you had sex. Mm. So regardless of the fact that she thinks that the sex was whack, because she did think it was whack, she said it.
Oh, I believe she
was very tasteful in how she said it.
She didn't say it was whack. She said it ended quickly. That's two different things.
She said it ended as soon as it started.
Okay.
That's on some Forrest Gump dick right there.
I'm sorry, Stacey. Go ahead and say it for her.
She
right. Okay.
Jenny. But she likes them. Because that's what women do. It's like, well, maybe
She was willing to work with whack.
She's trying to make excuses for him. But the thing is, he's not really calling you anymore like that. So he's not really interested like that. Like, something happened where he has lost interest. Maybe, like I said, the thrill of the chase is gone because now he knows you know, what it's like. The curiosity is gone now.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
the dynamic has changed.
Absolutely.
And so you're going to have to just move on. Move on. You didn't even like it anyway.
She didn't say she didn't like it. She just said it was queer. All right, I'm sorry. Paul's about to explode. Paul's about to explode over here. Paul's about to explode.
The fact that she felt like, hold on, Paul, I'm going to give you your
phone. No, yeah, you do your thing. Do your thing.
The fact that she had to say that it ended shortly after it began.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
She was not feeling that session. Okay?
But she'd be at the back.
But she came back for seconds.
That's called
because
that's
she was
called
hoping
that's
it was
called
gonna
strike
be
two.
She likes the dude. She's like, maybe, you know, maybe he was nervous.
She thought he might have been a little nervous.
There
you
go.
She gave him a second.
All right, so Paul, jump
for starters,
he wasn't nervous.
let me. All right, for starters, I need to address something real quick before I get into my
point. Okay.
Stacey, one thing you said that was fundamentally wrong from the male perspective. Let me kind of let me tell you a little something about penises. That girl right there, whoever the hell she may be, put some Mortal Kombat finish him pussy on his ass. He could not stand up to it the first time. She wiped his ass the fuck out. And then she was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom and let you collect yourself. And when she came back on the second one, she wiped him out again.
Flawless victory.
At that point, it's a technical knockout. Stay down. You lost. You came back. Now I'm going to go to the ultimate point. Stacey, you are right in the fact that something along the line changed. And I'm going to tell you what it was. I'm going to tell you exactly what changed.
Yeah.
Old girl was over there playing some friendship shit, and my man might have went in. All right, we can do this friendship until I get to the level where we can get together. He was like, he was on some progression shit, and she kept it friend zone. Now I'm gonna take it apart a little bit. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, she said this young man has a boat.
What does that mean? He got loot.
Exactly. Yes. Now, what is one thing that niggas with loot are not used to having to do?
Chase woman.
Exactly. Exactly. I am almost positive his ego is bigger than the building we are in right now. And here you show up. You ain't giving it up. You making me hunt in these streets for food. It's already wintertime. Mm. I can't take nobody out on the boat.
The boat's
closed up shop for the year. So I can't take nobody out on the boat. You got me hunting for food. And then you got the nerve to show up with Mortal Kombat coochie. Mm. And I can't even stand up to it for two rounds. I failed miserably. You are horrible for this man's ego. Mm. And so, yeah, he probably had to put a few things together afterwards. You're like, yeah, I need to make some phone calls and make myself feel better.
Because
I'm not feeling right now. But, you know, the one thing that's not happening throughout this entire thing is communication. Nobody's talked about anything. Mm-hmm. Nobody, when you first got together, you guys didn't talk about what you wanted. Obviously, you spending all this time, you spending time with him like he's your man, but he's your quote unquote friend. And so we're spending all this time, nobody's talking about nothing. When he tries, he realized he was in the friend zone. He made an attempt. He wrote the governor to get off death row and say, you know what? I didn't want no relationship, but you're making it hard. That was him saying, can we talk about something other than this platonic shit? And what'd you do? You laughed it off. You didn't say anything. So there's no communication there. After this awkward, bad sexual experience, there was no communication there. Elephant in the room. You left. Nobody said nothing. There's a whole lot of no communication. How do you spend this much time with somebody and not talk? You ain't humping and you ain't talking. That's Netflix and chill to the 30th power.
And see, I see it. I see your side, but I think I'm leaning slightly more towards Stacey because I feel like, all right, so I'll go ahead and put my business out there in the streets.
Okay.
So lines like, I'm not really looking for a serious relationship, but you're making that hard right now. That's that kind of in-between BS line you tell somebody when you know what you're trying to get and not trying to overcommit yourself. Mm-hmm. That's when you're like, look, I strictly want the sex, but I need you to know.
I'm trying to get out the friend zone. That's trying to get out.
I think he's trying to get out the friend zone, but not into the relationship zone.
No, not at that point. Yeah,
he's trying to get out of the friend zone, into the penny zone, and then out.
Yes.
And I think it's I think he got to the moment they had sex. And when you don't care about the other person, you don't really care about their happiness or their pleasure. Either way. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I mean, I'm five strokes and I'm out. That's all I need anyway. Come back out for your come back out for your parting gift. Another five. Bye. Like, I think it's all he wanted.
Seven this time.
Yeah, I think it's all he wanted. Like, you know, here's a cup of coffee I made for you, and a to-go cup.
Yes.
And that's all there was. That's all. I think that's all he wanted. I think he walked all the way around. I think he walked the long. What we say in the South, he walked the long way around the barn to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of all he wanted.
I would say that he might have wanted something else in the beginning. But after all these platonic sleepovers and stuff like that, the mission changed along the way to where it became about that. So now I done put all this time in.
Mm-hmm.
When my time comes to get this, I'm going to get that. And now you could just go into rotation with the rest of them. Because I guarantee you, he was up in something else during all them months when he was being Mr. Platonic.
We don't know.
He was. I'm going to tell you how you know he was.
All right, how we know?
Because as soon as he got something from her, she ain't hear nothing from him. Now he's hitting you up. You know what you doing means. Don't act like you don't. WYD means you in rotation. And it's your day.
When you send that group text message out to
whoever responds first.
First, third, and fifth. You're in. So that's my thought on it. I don't necessarily know if it was a, you know, because I think there's two ways. There's the he's embarrassed. Like maybe he did like her. And then at the moment of truth. Here's my thing. At the moment of truth, he's built up this woman in his mind. He's really excited. He finally gets his chance to be with her. And, you know, he shoots his shot too fast. You know, it gets away from him. And now he just can't show his face anymore. He's like, oh, my God. Like, that's just, you know, what is she going to say? His ego may have just overtaken him. He's like, I just can't face her now. I think that's an option. Mm. Then I think the other option very well could be like, yeah, it's kind of all I really wanted. I just wanted to get mine. I really don't care if you get yours or not. Which is kind of short-sighted, fellas. I mean, you got to play a long game on this. Because you got to be about that repeat business. Like, sure, you don't have to promise her a relationship. But at least be honest with her. Say, look, you know what? This is what I'm about. This is what we're doing. Make sure she enjoys herself. So she'll come back around for seconds, thirds, fourths. You're going to have some cold nights. Like Paul said, when you put the boat up, you're going to be lonely. You're going to want somebody to be there.
You need somebody for the off season. Yeah, but at the, you know what ends all questions?
Yeah.
Conversation. The one thing that they're not doing. When instead of Netflix
but he's
and
not
show,
really trying to have a conversation because they were having all of these conversations before they had sex.
I would argue that they weren't talking about shit.
What you doing then?
I would argue that they weren't talking about shit. I bet it was all superficial because they don't know anything about what the other person wants.
No, we know what he wants.
But he hasn't talked to her about it. We do. You know, that's why she over here writing in talking about what happened to my friend. Yeah. You had a prof started. You ain't had no friend.
No, you didn't have a friend.
But no, I mean, have a conversation. Find out which one of us is right. You know, you're only going to find out if you talk about the elephant in the room.
Absolutely. Now that I definitely agree with. All right. So, Stacey, what is your final word on the last story for the evening?
Okay. My final word on this is let it go. Like, you didn't even like it anyway. Like, you didn't really enjoy it. So why are we even thinking about it? I feel like this guy got what he wanted. I hate to say it. I feel like he played that platonic role with you. He had sex with you. He knows what it's like now. And that's all he wants to do now. So unfortunately, unless you mutually are digging the sex, which it doesn't sound like you are, let it go. Like, why even waste your time thinking about him? You ain't, like I said, no.
So, Stacey, all right, no. So I want to add a little bit to this because I feel like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like I've been in situations before, or I've heard about situations before, where women have like a one-night stand, and then to make themselves feel better, they'll try and attach a relationship with more time after so they don't feel bad about themselves. Is there any validity to that, or?
Well,
to be honest, I think that just depends on the person, because I do think that that does happen. And it is, you know, to make themselves feel better. They don't want to feel like, okay, I was just used, you know, for this one night. But in this particular situation, she didn't even enjoy it. Mm. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she enjoyed the 30 seconds. I don't know.
Mm. Could be. I mean, she came back for seconds.
Whatever it was. But I just feel like she... The only reason she's still trying to hang on to this is because there's so many unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. I feel like if this guy was still, like, calling her and still doing all of the things that he was doing previously and she had sex with him again and it was still, you know, a short duration, I think she wouldn't have any problems letting him go. But she would be like, okay, you know, he's a nice guy, but I'm not enjoying the sex. But because she feels some type of way about the guy just cutting off this communication and now just hitting her with the occasional what you doing text, she's in her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially she's in her feelings because it was by a dude with shortcomings.
With shortcomings. Pun intended.
Excellent. All right, so Paul, what's your final word on this one?
My final word is the mission changed, honestly. And my final word is this, and it's a word to her, it's a word to a lot of women out there. You got to stop treating friends like boyfriends and calling them friends. That has to stop. I have female friends that I am strictly platonic with, and they will tell you how often they hear from my ass. Not very often at all. You talking to somebody every day, texting them every day, having slumber parties like you 5 years old. No, that's not what happens. That's not what friends do.
Right.
So don't treat somebody like your man and not have them be your man or give the, or have the benefits of mandom and then expect everybody to stay neatly in their lane. No, what happened was my man changed the mission at some point, and it went from seeing what this chick's about to seeing what that ass about. And yeah, once it's done, you know, all right, and yes, and then eventually he'd be like, all right, I mean, I did have some fun with her.
Yeah,
you know, let's holler, you know, let's talk a little bit. Connect every now and again, see what's what, you know, while I'm out here stroking on something else, and see if I can get some. I mean, because he ain't gonna hang you up completely. Cause, like whatever Stacey talking about, you ain't no bad. You ain't nothing bad. Ain't nothing wrong with you now. Use that Mortal Kombat.
No.
He doesn't think she has bad sex at all.
Mutually enjoy it. Let me say this. Let me put this disclaimer out there. I'm not saying you have whack sex. I'm not saying that.
There you
I'm
go.
Just thinking that mutually you guys just didn't enjoy it.
No, he enjoyed the hell out of it. Yeah, he over enjoyed it.
He had a phenomenal time.
Yeah, he gonna tell his friend, like, he's like, man, I couldn't do shit with it.
There you go.
I tried twice. I lost both times. So I'm just saying. But yes, that's ultimately it. You gotta manage these relationships in the appropriate manner. You can't say that this is my friend and treat him like your man and expect that everybody gonna stay neatly in their lane. It doesn't work like that.
Preach. All right, so here's my last thought on this one. I think you both had very valid points and was spot on. My thing is, if the issue is that, you know what, you're embarrassed of your performance that morning, you know what, dude? Again, conversation solves all that. And at least, you know what, you got to go back and at least save your reputation. At least, you know, the other things you can do, other methods you can take. You can't have your name out here in the streets like that. That's just not a good look. Yeah. So
she probably somewhere right now on the couch with about five other women talking about, that dick wasn't shit.
Yeah, red wine.
The
is
boat
flowing.
Big. The boat go real long.
Overcompensating mother. Anyway, so that has been another
TV
episode.
Watch your ass.
Thank you all for listening. That's been another episode of I Hate Dating. Thank you so much. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Talk to you soon. Bye.